Good morning. I'm Steve Brown on 89.7 NPR News. The president of Columbus City Council wants to lower penalties for misdemeanor marijuana offenses. It comes as the state's medical pot program ramps up, and it follows the failure of Issue 1, a drug sentencing reform measure rejected by Ohio voters last month. On the line now is Council President Shannon Hardin. Thanks for your time, sir.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm great. Big question here. Why do this?
Well, on Monday, Council, in line with the new state regulations around medical marijuana, passed legislation around medical marijuana zoning rules. It was something that was in line, standard with where the state already is. Something almost procedurally that we had to do.
It's a zoning issue, basically, where these places can go.
A basic zoning issue, but I didn't want the conversation to pass us without having a larger conversation about just basic fairness. I have a saying that if it's not for all, it's not for us. And I think that applies as well to marijuana possession and who is charged and who actually, how minor infractions get turned into a snowball effect that negatively affects folks' lives.
You talk about minor penalties. What is a minor marijuana possession charge? Is it just a small bag of marijuana, or what are we talking about?
So currently the state has two levels for misdemeanor possession of marijuana. Possession levels less than 100 grams is classified as a minor misdemeanor with a $150 fine and no jail time. And a possession of less than 200 grams is a fourth degree misdemeanor or a $250 fine with a maximum 30 days incarceration. The conversations that I would like to have first quarter next year about how do we establish penalties for possession of marijuana and paraphernalia of less than 200 grams of marijuana, less than 10 grams of the solid or liquid oils or whatever the paraphernalia, and how do we reclassify that as a minor misdemeanor with a maximum fine of $25?
Just so I want to make sure we're on the same page, up to 200 grams of marijuana would be a maximum $25 fine. I mean, it's in line with it's even lighter than an open container violation.
This is where we want to start the conversation. Nothing has been written. Nothing has. We've not had any public conversations. But this is the basics of kind of ideas of how we reclassify into a minor misdemeanor. And so we look forward to starting this conversation. Again, it will be a early 2019. Conversation.
So it could change a lot. You don't know the exact plan.
Oh, most definitely. Seriously, most definitely.
Your email release about this that went out to the media specifically mentioned younger people of color who are disproportionately affected by drug sentencing laws. I think all the data plays that out. There are still a lot of supporters of tough marijuana laws. There's a lot of science saying that it's bad for your health, especially for the brains of younger people. Do you expect any pushback?
Well, I think any conversation around narcotics, there will be folks on both sides. What we're trying to do is make sure that we are having a fair and just criminal justice laws and fixing an issue that many folks see now. And you are 100% right that, you know, African Americans, especially young African Americans, have been much more likely to have the negative impacts of marijuana possessions have a snowballing effect on the rest of their on hiring and numerous other ways. And so we just want to have a well-rounded conversation. And, you know, I always look forward to talking to folks on both sides. That's how we make good policy.
You say you want to start this process in the first quarter of next year. When would you expect a law to pass?
I'm not sure. We need to have the conversation first before I would say when passage or something like this would be.
This council tends to move in lockstep. Is it pretty safe to say that everyone on council supports this?
I would say that we are. I think everyone on council is ready to have this conversation.
Columbus City Council President Shannon Hardin wants to lower penalties for misdemeanor marijuana offenses. He hopes to start that process of passing new legislation in the first quarter of next year. Mr. Hardin, thanks again.
Thank you so much for having me, Steve.